In this episode, we will be using BattleBards sound effects. Check them out, battlebards.com. And if you're signing up for a Prime account, be sure to use our code STACK to get a discount.
Tira, you need to go down that hallway and go look. There are things written down there I can't read. It looks like things that you can read.
Okay.
Bash date. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah. Because I'm at the north arch doorway smelling food.
Just like, yeah. And we're going to get to you now. Bash, what would you like to do?
So I was thinking that while Tira's attention was on Sekhmet, at Sekhmet was down the hall. I think Bash took a couple of steps into that room to kind of get a little, see if I could identify. It smells like mutton to me, but I'm not sure.
This long chamber stretches away through the arch. It's probably a good 20 feet wide, although dimly lit alcoves on either side of the main chamber adorn the wall. So 20 foot wide main chamber mm-hmm. with little holes in the walls. Mm-hmm. From some of the alcoves, the friendly glint of yellow metal shines in the low light as piles of gold spill out into the main area. What captures your attention most, however, Womber Bash, is a long, sturdy table that must be 100 feet long. It is stacked with dishes. At the far end of the chamber, beyond the head of the table, is a final alcove. There seems to be something in it, but it's obscured by an ornate chair at the table. If you will give me a wisdom check, not a saving throw, but a check.
Okay.
Yeah, just use your wisdom modifier
and
on the roll. With disadvantage.
Oof.
That means it could be worse.
Even if my perception is filling in and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. 6.
What is on this table, food-wise?
I'm going to say some braised lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and juicy. I'm going to say a lot of the food that I liked in those Greek islands where we were.
Okay.
It impressed me so much that that's the food that I see that's on the table.
Okay.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, tzatziki sauce, just like all, chickpeas, just like all that, and olive oil with like mint and just like all that stuff.
Yeah. Lots of bread on the side, various other dishes that smell sweet or savory. Hot, cold, it's all laid out,
Baklava's
and it looks delicious. What are you going to do?
Well, even for Bash, this seems quite suspicious. I'm going to look up, is there a hole in this
nope.
hallway either?
No, nope. It's just a vaulted ceiling.
All right, so I'm going to head all the way down to this ornate chair and see what's going on over there, what's obscured.
Okay. Behind the chair is more treasure spilling out of an alcove, but then on a stand, there is a book that is open to a last page that has, again, the combination of blocky runes and flowing script.
Okay, so I can't read those either. Okay, so Bash is going to turn around. He couldn't care less about gold. So I'm just going to leave the area and come back and tell Tira that she has to read something over here.
Okay. Hey, Mom.
Yeah. Hey, Mom. Mom.
Hey, can you read this? Can you read this? Can you read this?
Hey, Tira, where's Tira?
Tira's down, like, looking at the boots on the table.
Okay.
Okay, so where's Tira, Sekhmet?
There's a table with some boots down there. She's looking at the script.
There's a book in here that she can read, I think. I don't understand it.
Is it more of the script?
It's something. I can't read it.
We'll wait until she gets back, because of the three of us, it seems...
Hey, Tira!
We could ask Thump, but Thump couldn't tell us what he read.
You hear voices echoing down the hall, Tira. As you stand at the table, there is a placard, and you are easily able to read the dwarven script. A kindness for they that are overbound with sleep. Say up and rise.
Elevator shoes.
Platform.
Was it the 70s again?
Yeah, exactly.
What are these flare pants about?
Yeah. When Tira looks at the shoes, do they appear to be her size?
They're kind of slouch shoes, like you just slide.
Like a slouch boot, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like a house slipper than it is like a working boot. So it's made to be wearable by a large number of people.
Okay. That, I was curious. I thought maybe these are the kind that will fit, like they change to fit whoever is.
There's a gold tee on the side.
What in the world is that?
Those Trump shoes. Have you seen those?
Oh.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh, they're horrendous.
Anyway.
Hey, Tira, I have a book over here. I need you to read it.
What? What? And she turns and looks back over her shoulder down the hallway as he's peeking in the little door there.
Yeah. He's twisting his hands in front of him.
All right. I'm going to leave those shoes there for the time being to find out what the other thing is, and then we'll see which one seems more promising.
All right.
So she heads back up the hallway. Okay, where is this book you want me to see?
It's right over here. It's right through that door there. It's all the way at the end of the room.
Okay.
Now, you said that it was obviously a two-story building. Mm-hmm. We don't know that because of any stair steps going up, do we?
Correct.
No, just that hole in
just
the ceiling.
Just the hole in.
Sure.
And the outside facade, I think, showed that it at least was a two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is the height of a two-story building from the outside.
Right.
Tira, you approach the book. There is a gentle glow. It's not like a special light shining down, but there's enough light here to read by. When you enter the room, you see a table. Go ahead and roll with advantage on a perception check.
One second, man.
I am basing this...
Goodness.
I am basing this on past play.
Okay.
Because you are so into food, you roll with disadvantage. Tira rolls with advantage. And so Sekhmet is even.
In your perception, you said?
Yep.
So that's 17.
Okay.
Even with all that gold, he would be even?
This roll is for the table.
Okay.
Total of 17?
Yes, sir.
Tira, you see a table, and across it are strewn broken bits of dishes and what looks like rotting remains of old food, most of it ground to powder by now.
She kind of crinkles her nose at that and ignores it altogether. Ugh.
As you pass to the end of the hall, go by all these alcoves, and you see gold spilling out. And there are some interesting looking things scattered throughout.
Like artifacts and stuff?
Some of them. In fact, sitting atop one pile is an axe with a black blade. But there at the end is the book on the stand.
Wolf.
Sekhmet, what are you up to?
Seeing her have gone down there and come back and not even admit, just walked and gone to the other hallway, Sekhmet is going to watch what Tira is doing in the room to see what's at the other end. He's curious about all the things that are going on in the different parts of the room. Sekhmet's going to step into the room where the table and the alcoves are.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to roll for...
Yeah, roll a straight check, perception.
Okay. 21.
Oof.
You see the same thing Tira did. Broken dishes, crockery... And food that has long since gone off.
Mm-hmm. And the alcoves, the gold spilling out of the alcoves and all the different things around them.
Are you going down the same side as Tira or
She went down one side of the table?
Yeah.
I would go down the other side of the table.
Two things catch your eye.
Okay.
Well, one thing catches your eye. As you're going down the table, the only item on the table that does not appear to be in bad shape is a ceramic jug with a little tag hanging from the handle.
Drink me.
Yeah. Can I lean over to see if I can read the script?
It appears to be written in old common, but it's understandable.
Okay. What's written on the tag?
Bill of fare. Acid. Poison. Beer. Honey. Mayonnaise. Oil. Vinegar. Fresh water.
Thank goodness.
Salt, water, wine. And of course, it's all written. The words are orthographically all over the place. The spelling's not consistent, but it's...
Is the handwriting consistent?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's all legible and you're able to make that sense of it.
Bill of fare. Acid, poison, beer, honey, mayo. I mean, the poison doesn't bother me with the mayo. That's a jar of mayo throat. Oil... Vinegar, water, salt, wine. No, water or wine. No, what's the other one?
So it was fresh water, salt water, and then wine.
Salt water. That's what I had. That's what I'm writing. Salt water and then wine. Okay. Yep. And that was all that's written on it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's where your attention is gravitated. And Womberbash. Yes.
I'm at the table staring at the food.
Okay.
And I'm going to visibly say loudly. No.
Visibly say?
Yes, Tira watches you say
this. Because when
I
say it, the words manifest into...
A little thought bubble.
No, I'm gonna say loud enough so they can hear, like, man, that food looks good.
Oh, it does certainly not look good.
What do you mean?
Don't touch it, Bash. It's
don't
old.
Touch
it's
anything in here.
I'm just looking at it.
It's horrifying.
No, it's not.
It's
yes, it is.
So gone off, it is mostly spores.
I don't understand. That's not
Thump and Hild enter the hall along with Possum, and their eyes are huge as they're walking this hall. They too notice the food, but they basically ignore it for now.
Hild, tell me what this food looks like.
Ooh.
It looks good.
No, don't touch it.
I have not seen such delicacies for such a long time.
Oh, man. What? No,
Tira,
Hild?
Food.
It's dust.
Thank you.
It's disgusting. Pash, don't touch it.
Is this dress blue?
Or is it white and gold?
What does the book say?
The book. Oh, the book.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Because Tira's eyes had been on that axe for a second. Oh, the book. Right. And so she steps forward to the book.
The pages are awash in double script. The left page in the blocky text of the old but familiar dwarf runes. The right in the flowing script of the ancient Elvish language. It takes you some time to work through the details, but you realize fairly early on this book is an annal, a recounting of past major events. It's open to the last pages, and there are several passages.
Drums in the deep.
At the top of this page, there have been rumblings of late in the mountains above. We remember the cavern, but have not been in ages. The streams have stopped flowing, leading to concerns about our water supply. But as long as we have magic and our trust in the one god Varda, we have nothing to fear. Beneath that, an unfamiliar chill awoke us this morning. The normal warmth and clear light of morning was instead a cold white fog that crouched in our streets. The rising sun burned it away, but we are left with a feeling of dread. We have sent patrols. None have returned. Then, in a faster hand, one that's a little less neat, destruction in the outer wards, we have found ourselves looking at each other with new eyes. Dwarves and elves, what have we awakened? And finally, he descends for the last of us. We are lost. Varda, save us.
Holy cow.
So, what does it say?
It's tears at a loss. This is like, this window into the past, and things are making sense that would not have made sense literally like 2 days ago. This seems like it's from the time before that dwarves and elves used to live and work together, or...
Like the...
I can't...
Like the fantasy people? Like the elves, the ones that, like the jokes, the things they tell children?
Yeah. But it describes a coldness like we just faced outside. And I wonder if when it says he descends for the last, is he right here? It says he descends for the last of us. I wonder if it's that cold shadow outside that chased us in here. I think I need to bring this with me. I need to study this further. Tira's going to lift the book off of the stand.
Okay. You take the book, and simultaneously there is a grating.
It's like the hair stands up. His horn is like disgusting.
There's a grating sound. Thump has stopped at an alcove, and he has reached in and picked up a sword.
People are touching things.
This is an interesting sword. You've never seen one quite like it. It's a flamberge, and so the blade is a wave all the way down to the tip.
That's like a kris, right?
It's a full-bladed sword, though.
Okay.
So a kris, I think, is more dagger-like. It's long, but it's still dagger-like. But yeah, that idea. There's a vinegar smell, and he holds the blade up for you to look at, Tira. More dwarvish script.
Well, let me see it.
As he tilts the blade toward you, it seems like there's a reddish gleam in the metal, and you make out the word Brandwunde, fire wound.
Fire wound? I wonder if this sword does a special kind of damage. I bet it does.
Thump looks at it with longing eyes, and he steps back and he tilts the blade to get that red sheen to show. Meanwhile, across the room, Hild has also gasped, and she holds her face with her hands, and she looks in and she's pointing excitedly at something.
What is it, Hild? What did you find?
Look at this. It's beautiful. And she reaches in and she lifts up a harp.
Oh.
The strings look golden, and she holds it, and her eyes narrow. This is too good to be true.
That, I think, is well said. He sees things on the table that are appeal to him that are not there.
Well, at this point, I wonder which visions are the right ones. How do we know that that's not what the food really is?
The only thing on this table that doesn't look gross is this jar, but at the same time...
What
the
jar?
There's a jar on the table.
You see it.
Yeah, I know, and but the I hadn't noticed it before.
The jar on the table says something about you have to pay a thing or get a thing, but it also says it's got lots of things in it that could be some are good and some are bad. I don't trust the jar. I don't trust the table. I don't trust the gold. I don't trust the weapons on the top of the gold. There's nothing in this place that is right. These people are weird. They're dead.
What?
They got frozen at, well,
the dwarves were weird?
Are they here?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, yes, you're, obviously. You're,
you better watch it.
I'm just saying the ones who are here, none of this all looks fake. It's full of magic.
You know what, Sekhmet? If there's one thing I've learned since we have been out on the road, is that there's a much bigger world than I knew growing up. So what if there were races of people that I'd never heard of before? It doesn't mean they didn't exist. Clearly, this book shows that there was a history that I was totally unaware of.
I'm saying that what Hild says is probably right. If it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Can I just have one of these?
Don't touch it, Bash!
Bash, something does catch your eye in one of the alcoves.
Oh, boy.
There is a ring perched atop one of the stacks.
My precious.
Exactly.
It looks like it has three stones set into it. Two of them are cracked and lifeless looking, but one glistens bright red.
I pick it up and look at it. Are there any runes on it?
There's writing on the inside, and you can actually make it out.
Oh, this says... This is a fire ring.
Here,
I'll become the Fire Lord Ozai. Okay.
Oh boy.
You sound like Mark Hamill?
All thy heart, it shall be thine, but beware.
Yes, that's what the whole thing about this room is. Everything looks like a thing you want. Like, I can tell you right now, if I walked over one of these things, I would see something that I wanted. Sekhmet points to one of the piles of gold.
And then what does Sekhmet see?
Nothing.
I've described the major things eventually.
Right, right. No. Yeah. It's like a thing that I want.
No, okay, so it's lots of gold.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that could fix a lot of problems, but...
yeah, that's very true.
It glistens prettily.
What did you see above the boots?
Oh, the boots. I'd almost forgotten about those. It mentioned... That it's, what did it say? I forget about lightness or something to the person who wears these. I forget what the quote was.
Put these on and you'll go upstairs.
That's what I know. I remember the effect. I remember the effect, but I can't remember the line.
It's the message translation.
Yes.
A kindness for they that are overbound with sleep. Say up and rise.
Got it. It mentioned saying up and rise, and that combined with the fact that it was right under that hole in the ceiling, I'm assuming that anyone who puts those shoes on will rise up through that hole to get to the second floor. So, I mean, that bears more investigation in a minute, but she tucks that book that she just took off the pedestal and into her bag. Now she's curious, you know, having heard what everyone else's item said, she's assuming this is going to have some information on it for her as well.
Okay.
Can she see writing on it without picking it up?
No writing on it, but it looks amazing.
What about it is amazing?
The edge is still keen, and the white edge of it gleams. It's obviously sharp. The blade itself looks like it's been worked in a way that it's light and maneuverable, and the cut of it is completely foreign to you. The shape of the blade is... one that you've not seen before. It's a style you haven't seen. For whatever reason, it catches your eye.
This is the same sword that the thump had picked up?
No, there's an axe. There was the black axe. Yeah.
What is, and Hild is looking at a harp.
Yes.
Has she touched it?
She has picked it up.
Okay. There was a grinding sound when she picked it up?
No. Nope.
It was good.
Okay. I think the grinding was just like the...
Yeah, that was Thump picking up the sword out of the treasure.
Grating against the sword.
Get worried.
Yeah.
Is there anything written on the harp? Hild would be able to read it. Sure.
She doesn't see anything on the harp, but it is beautifully crafted. In fact, parts of it are gilt. And so there's gold leaf wrapped around it. It looks like a work of art.
I mean, I get what you're saying, Sekhmet. It does seem odd that all these items would be in this ruined building, in this place, but...
These people were making their last stand.
So then maybe these items can help us. I mean, this axe, this is beyond anything I've ever seen. It's even more incredible looking than the axe that Esemeris gave me, and that's saying something.
But these people didn't make it.
Well, maybe we will. It didn't work for them, but it'll work for us.
Well, they were dumb, but we're awesome.
Exactly. They weren't chosen for this task. We were.
If there's anything that's going to stop that thing, we brought it with us, not found it here.
What did we bring with us? A stone that we've already placed in the
spear.
Wall. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
That thing. I mean, sure.
The spear is starting to look really dull in comparison to the things that we've let. You know what I'm saying? Like, in Tira's eyes, she's like, yeah, that was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is
shiny new stuff.
Yeah.
We made that thing. It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. But, you know, now there's bigger deals.
Sekhmet is going to take a look at the jar on the table. Does the jar have a lid on it?
It's a stopper top.
Okay, there's a stopper top. He's going to pick it up off the table.
Mm-hmm. You are holding the ceramic jug. Something sloshes inside.
Something, right. They're broken dishes. Is there a saucer anywhere?
There's something you could pour into if that's what you're trying to do.
I'm going to take a little saucer. I'm going to pour the very little bit of this out, like a small kind of a drip out of it. Onto a small, like, broken piece of saucer.
Nothing comes out.
Huh. So, which is weird, because like, you hear a sloshing when you pick it up, but when you tip it over, nothing comes out.
You gotta put a coin in it. You gotta put some money in it first.
Do you know what a bill of fare is?
Isn't that like a receipt?
A bill of fare has to do with you having to pay something to get across somewhere, isn't it?
So I'm referring to, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
The bill of fare is the menu.
Oh, the menu?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, normally when I hear the word bill, it means I have to pay something.
You ain't lying.
That's what you said. Put a coin in it.
And normally when I hear a fare, it's really not that fair.
Well, fair,
I just should call it bill unfair.
When he said fair, I did think food.
So there's all the things that are written on here. Some of them are edible and some of them are not. If we're going to be here hiding out while... The cold blackness is outside. I was hoping that we could find something to eat or drink because this table is useless. Don't touch it. But this may have something that I can't figure that out either way.
I don't know what to make of that jar, but I do want to look at this axe. She's going to pick it up and examine it.
Womberbash wanders out of the room at this point, and he's going into, he's looking down the hallway where the shoes are.
Mm.
Okay. The axe feels light in your hands, and it feels almost to move of its own volition. A voice echoes in your mind.
Hey, who are you? You feel like you know what you're doing.
Her axe is hitting on her?
Tira's next love.
I asked you a question.
Tira drops the axe on the floor.
You try to, and it clings to your hand.
What? Stop! No!
You open your hand and it's like it's grafted to your palm.
No, wait. I can't put it down. Somebody help me. I can't put it down.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. You know what you're doing. You're going to take me with you. We're going to be a great team.
She picked up an axe with the soul of a New York cabbie?
Hey, I was sleeping here.
My name's Blood Ember. What's yours?
I'm not telling you anything. Get off my hand.
Let's see.
And what you feel ever? Something reaching through your head.
Tira. Oh, that's a fine name.
Stop it.
Yeah, what else can I find here? What else?
He's all kicking over boxes.
You're a female.
Stop it! This is supposed to be distressing, not funny.
She picked up like the dirtiest accent.
Yeah. Word.
Hey, what's up, lady?
Let's see. I can see you've done some amazing things already, and I want in on that action.
I don't. I'm not talking to you.
Tira,
Sekhmet, help me.
Help you do giants? What? You're the one.
Womber best folks is head.
Giant.
Like, who's Tira talking to?
We don't know yet.
You want to know? At this point, voice in my head.
I'm
not talking to you.
Can Sekhmet put the jar down?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. At this point, no one's touching. She's all like waving her hands.
Everyone's going like this. I'm not listening to you anymore. Leave me alone and get off of me.
No. I think we're going to do some good things.
What do you mean?
I want to be known. You can make that happen. Tira plus the Blood Ember? It's going to be a fine, fine thing.
That name is concerning. I wonder if, like, yeah, you have to give blood and it'll do, like, some awesome, like, fire stuff.
Oh, boy.
It would be dope, actually.
Ooh, okay. Oh, boy.
She just received a stat block.
Do you want me to just, like, read this thing straight up? No? Okay.
That's for you.
Okay, well, I'll look at all that in a second. I don't get to look at it right now.
You can look at it.
And we can't.
Oh, okay.
Womberbash, you wander down the other hall to look at the boots.
Now, I'm noticing the frescoes as well. Did the same thing happen?
Nope.
Okay, nice.
The streets are nice and quiet. For just the briefest of moments as you walk down the hall, you do see the bird hop back in from the left side of the far end. But then it looks like it gets bored and turns and hops back out. Again, it's those brush strokes. It looks like the painting is moving.
Well, with that, then Womberbash puts his hand on the fresco. Does anything happen?
You touch the wall.
Okay. And I go over and I'm seeing the slippers.
What is your intelligence?
My intelligence is 18.
Okay. You make the mental connection. That's why they don't need windows on these buildings. The paintings allow them to see what's going on outside.
Yeah. But what's interesting is it's not real time because it's dark out there now, but it's nice and light.
Well, light as in the unnatural darkness is not there.
Okay. After making that connection, Womberbash runs back out to the main entrance area, and there are frescoes on the wall there, correct? When I see out there, do I see darkness?
You can see everything in the plaza as you would if you were standing outside, except the fountain is whole.
Interesting. So darkness is not there now, because obviously the noise stopped after a while, and so he went back away. So if we were to step outside, and the door is completely shut, right? The door is non-existent, right? After it.
Correct.
Okay.
Although you do see a latch.
Oh, okay.
And activating it should allow it to open.
Now, is this table, I'm going to go back down that hallway, the table that's underneath the hole, can I like get up and look, like is this table stopping me from really getting under the hole?
You can move the table easily.
Okay, I'm just going to move it out of the side, off to the side. And I'm going to how tall is this hole, like to the next floor?
It's a 15-foot ceiling on the first floor. You can stand on the table. If you can give me a dex check with advantage just to make sure it doesn't topple.
I'm just going
to
jump up there.
Right.
Okay.
You're jumping from the table.
No, from the ground and just jumping up through the hole.
15 feet?
One side point is 10 points. Oh, 10 feet. Remember? Okay. So I can just.
Okay. Easy.
I'm going to spend 2 side points for 20 feet.
So you don't just like bang your head against the.
Well, I mean, hopefully though, if it's 15 feet up there, it should be.
You need to clear it a little
I should be able to clear it.
You land lightly on the second floor,
okay,
and it looks like it's the same as the first floor, except you're up a level.
Interesting.
The same doors lining the hallway all the way down to the corner, and then presumably...
And when I look at the frescoes, I'm looking at it from the second floor, though.
That's right.
So I'm going to walk down the hallway to the front, and what do I see? I'm looking down now at the fountain that's full, and there's no windows because...
Right.
And what's the ceiling look like?
A ceiling. Just a vaulted stone.
No latch to get out onto the roof or anything like that?
No. The only latch was downstairs through the archway that you came in.
Okay. Is there anything in this room, this sort of the pivot room? Is there anything in that room? Okay, I'm not even up there.
Yeah, you're not up there.
Yeah,
I'm downstairs. He's meddling.
I'm still trying to play with the jar on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sloshing.
Yeah.
No furniture up here that's of note? Special table,
not
chairs,
in the hallways.
Dresser?
Right, not okay. In the hallways.
All right, the doors. Can I try the doors on this second floor?
They're all locked.
They're all locked. Any plaques, placards saying what these rooms might be?
Nope.
Numbers on the rooms?
Nope.
How much of a gap underneath the doors are they? About an inch, 2 inches? Enough for me to like see underneath?
A half or less.
Half an inch?
Yeah. Not enough to really see under. Inside, it's dark under each door.
Could they be an inch?
No.
Yeah, I know what you're going to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, no, there's no way for you to squeeze under even in a small size.
Well, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wait a minute. If I'm standing up and I'm an inch, if I lay down to crawl, I'm less than an inch.
You can't fit under.
There's nothing in there. Otherwise, he'd let you go in there. Yeah.
So the upstairs is pretty boring.
This place second is verse, a tomb. Same as the first. This place is a tomb.
What would be the need of the shoes for it? Maybe the shoes have nothing to do with, I mean, you could get up there with them maybe, but maybe they just are used in for something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, because Tira didn't really give you the exact quote on there. She just told you what she thought the net effect would be.
She gave you the message version.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I interpreted it for you.
So there's no tapestry. I don't see anything interesting in the frescoes at all.
No.
Okay.
No, this place is very barren.
No nice rugs or anything like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to crawl, you know, hang down and you know, and then just drop down to the bottom and just
walk out. You land neatly and you're back downstairs.
Hey, I went upstairs, but there's nothing up there.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else of much interest in here. I think I've got the greatest prize already.
We've got to leave. We can't stay here.
Well, we can't go out there. Not yet, anyway.
But the darkness is not out there right now, though.
The darkness is not out there right now. Until we go out there, and then it might be.
It's not going.
Who's that?
Possum yawns.
Oh.
But listen, remember when, like, did you guys see that? I thought I saw Thump shoot light at the thing, and it went away.
Thump is nodding vigorously.
That shadowy darkness and cold is not going anywhere until we dispatch it. Thump's got a sword that does fire damage. That certainly can't be good, or flame damage or whatever it was. That's definitely going to do something to a creature of cold. I have this axe.
I mean,
you can't get rid of, the one you can't let go of.
Do you know that yet?
I don't need to let go.
I saw her shaking it, like trying to let go of it.
Okay.
We saw the there was a lot of miming going on.
Yeah.
I can't drop the thing.
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? She can't go let go of it.
It's okay, Bash. Don't worry about it.
It's not okay, Bash.
You don't need that other fancy axe, do you? You can leave that behind.
And none of us can hear it but her, correct?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's in my head.
Just dead weight.
I have a great axe I could drop instead.
I'm a great axe.
I am the greatest axe you ever going to get.
I am the greatest axe.
You are ever going to get.
Possum.
I suppose that's true.
Possum has seated himself against the wall, and he is stretching and leaning his head back. In fact, he's starting to nod.
I think he's got the right idea.
How did we freeze and everyone else did not? Or at least Tira and
We passed our constitution.
Okay, that was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did not roll well.
I mean, I think we gotta go and fight that thing.
Here's what I think.
We gotta go.
Well, here's what I think.
Right now, though?
Yeah.
You're gonna go fight something?
Shh!
No. I mean, there's a fight.
We will. But the others have been...
The others will catch up. You can go. You can make sure of everything.
By myself?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going anywhere.
How are you going to make a name for yourself if you let other people do your work?
What is going on? Who's she talking to?
I think she's talking to this cursed thing she picked up.
Let me see. Bash reaches out to try to touch the axe. What happened?
She yanks it away. Don't touch it.
But I thought you were trying to drop it.
It's mine.
My precious.
Tell me about this harp you picked up.
Well, I know from experience, from my studies, that such treasures are not to be treated lightly. But I believe this is the Klee lyre.
It doesn't tell the truth?
Ancient stories tell of magical instruments that were made that impart power upon their users. And if I am correct, this one offers some very compelling things to the one who wields it.
Do you know how to play it?
Oh, I could play it, but I am hesitant to do so. I don't want to make a mistake. And she gives a sidelong glance to Tira.
Tira is not even paying attention. She's...
Still muttering and arguing.
Yeah, she has a very... She started off with a very conflicted look on her face. And like I said, panic and oh no. And now is just sort of thinking, I mean, maybe. Like listening to the things it says, you know, you can't make a name for yourself if you let everybody else do your work.
Right. Yeah, you got it. I mean...
Just let me think for a minute.
Well, I'm helping you think. See? You go out there and you swing me and I cut through stuff and before you know it, all the bad guys are dead.
Well, my other axe was doing that just fine. Yeah, you're confusing
me. Yeah,
but
I've got help. I'm going to do so much more for you.
Did you check out upstairs?
I did.
How did you get up there?
I mean, I just jumped up there.
Did you touch the shoes?
No. I don't like them. They don't look like something I'd wear.
Too blingy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the jar on the table and kind of like sneakily kind of back out and go check out some shoes.
Check out some shoes.
Okay.
While she argues with her sword.
Can,
Axe,
whatever.
A possum, can you use weapons?
He's snoring. Gently.
I'm going to go look outside real quick. I'll be back.
What? No. Tira hears that.
Yeah.
Bash is walking over and he's going to go grab the ladder.
Stop.
I mean, we gotta...
Why stop him?
We can't stay here.
Down the other hall, you guys are in there. We can stay long enough to get some sleep.
So she's still going to fight this thing for a minute. It's not that easy. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've been on this journey longer than you have. We need rest. They've been injured. And Possum's already asleep. Just shut up!
Yeah, what time is it?
It's still night.
Still night.
Yeah.
We didn't get any sleep before we decided to go out, so I think we should just
All right.
So I'm going to try on the boots.
Okay.
Now.
Ooh.
They fit snugly on your feet, and they feel heavenly, like you're walking on air.
I like these boots. These are nice boots.
Tara, what did the thing about the boots say? They feel good, though.
The boots.
The boots. They're down here.
Oh, the boots.
Who cares about boots?
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
No, not you.
Okay.
It said a kindness to those without sleep or something. A kindness to those lacking sleep. Say up and rise. I something like that.
Just say up?
It did say up. Or you should say up.
Up. Nope. Okay.
That's not it.
Nothing happens. Right.
All right. Maybe jump.
Sekhmet's going to walk under the hole. And jump.
You jump about 2 feet into the air and...
Mad up.
You look like an idiot. You look dumb.
You're the one who told me.
When was this written?
When was what written?
The placard. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying it in common. You said say up. And I said up, and I'm saying it in common. Speak friend.
Wait. What is for up? What's the dwarven word for up?
No, make up what it was.
Make one up.
I'm not a language person.
Ufre.
That sounds like a guy's name.
Ufre.
Yeah, Ulfric.
No, Ufre.
Okay, no, don't say up. Try this. Say Ufre. Just do it.
Ufre.
You feel your toes lift up off the ground, and you rise gently through the hole. So that you are now level with the next floor.
Oh, still, great. You can check out this on the floor.
Still floating kind of midair.
Yeah, but a step forward would put you on the
landing. Right, so I'm going to step forward.
He made it. He went up.
Did it work?
I'm up. I'm upstairs. It's boring up here.
I was gonna say, well, Bash already looked around up there. There's nothing to see.
Sure, but okay, you're right. There's nothing for me to see.
Well, but at least we know how the shoes work now. Come on back, I guess.
So I'm going to step over the hole.
Now can we go?
No. Leave me alone. We need sleep.
So in stepping over the hole, what happens?
That's a good question.
Good question.
Yeah.
We've already done this with the tiles. It didn't work very well.
Yeah, you're going to have to drop down.
Drop down? So if I step over?
You're going to break your shin, dude. So you just lower yourself.
That seems fair. It only works one way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it only works one way.
Dimitri confidently says, like a cartoon character.
He breaks his leg.
Right. You're getting something
so,
to read.
So cautiously, Dimitri, Sekhmet's going to jump over the hole and then like, there's nothing. He starts to fall. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to climb down then. All right. So he climbs down.
He took the magic shoes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So remember the particulars there. All right.
So I guess we'll sleep then.
The warm interior is making it harder to fight the sleep that you feel pressing on you. It's been a while since you last slept.
And we got some pretty good damage in that battle.
Yes, you did. Where are you settling down?
In the antechamber where everybody melted, where it was warm.
The foyer.
Okay. You move into that location and begin setting up a place to rest, piles of clothing or whatever. You stretch it out and settle in.
A little bedroll and whatnot.
Get the effects of a full rest, of a long rest. Hit points, luck points, spell slots, psi points, all that good stuff gets restored. And you get to move to your new hit point max.
Yes.
Yep.
I was just thinking that same thing. Yeah. Like, yay!
You guys both leveled up?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Also, if you've used any hit dice during a short rest prior to this, those get restored up to half of your hit dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't even have a short rest.
No, it's been a long time.
All right.
Sleep falls upon you quickly. Even if you weren't feeling exactly sleepy when you sat down, it doesn't take long for each of you to nod off. And when you awaken, it feels as though you've slept for a long, long time. You feel completely rejuvenated, but something feels weird. I think we'll end this episode here.
Man.
Yeah. So we wake up, we're rested, but we don't feel
something's off.
We don't feel right.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say, like, Tira slept, but that thing kind of kept talking in her sleep. Like, she had nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sleepover where you have that bad friend who won't ever shut up and let me get you sleep.
Yeah, and you were replaying some of your past adventures, but they were a lot darker and a lot scarier.
Kind of tinged with a sinister tinge. Yeah. The sinister urge.
All right, experience points. You get another one experience point for furthering your exploration of the city. You've gone into some of the interior.
I do have to say that I think it was good that we promptly ran away from the thing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we were you not were hurting. Doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not working.
Less than half strength.
Yeah.
So you were, you would have been in a tight spot. And five for your exploration of the building. Let's talk Norse battle.
So I really liked Sekhmet's little hiding behind the sacks of flour. That was just a really cute touch. Yeah. Like, he hates cold because he's a desert creature, and he's just been frozen and chased by dark shells. I really liked your speech afterwards about how, like, the thing that has been protecting me my whole life was chasing me, and
take
it was
three.
Like, wait, what the?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Exploration.
Bash. Yeah.
He didn't touch the boots. He's like, I'll fly there myself. I'll just jump.
I'll just
up
do it myself. Yeah, whatever. I don't even know boots. I got side points. What?
I mean, also the thing about the food, I'm having to struggle with that.
I think I should get at least a half a point for stopping myself from reaching out and eating the food.
Oh, yeah. Willpower. Let's go with three for all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The willpower was a big deal.
Yep.
Mercy.
And Tira, I liked your interaction with the axe.
We're not going to like the interaction with the axe for very long, though.
Yeah, probably not.
It's going to get.
No, Tira's not going to like the interaction with the axe. I'll just tell you that much.
There's a lot of development that's going to happen there. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
The fact that he can probe your mind without your consent is an issue.
That's frightening.
There's words for that. I think that the lightning breath.
Oh yeah.
Yes, Thumb, he chased that thing away so we could escape.
And quickly. Also being all of it. So the lightning breath, the being mad about the being mad about the Ritter.
About Tira,
about Tira absolutely annihilating the Ritter.
Yeah.
The axe is going to love it. So Thump can be mad, but the axe is going to be like,
she's going to have this like dark angel and good angel on her shoulders all the time now.
And one looks like Thump, one looks like
one the looks
axe.
Like the axe.
They both look like Kronk, and he's going to be like, look what I can do. He's like, I don't see how that
happened. No.
He's got a point.
No, but Thump, the getting mad about that, the lightning breath, and also being angry, but still lifting her up. Fine.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Put the thing in the thing.
Whatever, yeah. Lady.
So he'll get 3 extra for all that.
Spiffy.
All right, let's hear a recap.
Tira is 12 points into level 16.
Womber Bash is 16 points. Sorry, 19 points into level 16.
Nice.
And Sekhmet is 53 points into level 14.
Nice.
And Thump is 82 into 16.
Wow.
Boy.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging with us, Stackers. This was an interesting exploration / something of a challenge episode with some new developments and, again, a building of the world through some of the things that we have discovered.
Mm.
And we have some interesting things coming up next, so hang with us, and we'll see you again at our table next time right here at Stack of Dice.
There's an ant on that wall that I can't stop watching. Just squash it. It's an ant. Who cares?
Because it's a life.
He came in the wrong dungeon.
How dare you?
I know.